Quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draws nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy they're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. While he warned of the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not his mercy and they kindle God's wrath. Pleasure of this world is their only care. For where you have pleasure, their heart will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. On those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Do you know how it feels to know something's missing and hear a small voice that you just keep dismissing? Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside, to think just for you on a cross someone died? Do you know how it feels when he knocks to surrender, and your sins washed away, never to be remembered? Do you know how it feels? Tell me, do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow at night and know that it's real? Let me, do you know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart is melted and tears started flowing the moment you felt it? Do you know how it feels to be thrown in chains and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged? Do you know how it feels wherever you roam, you still got a feeling you're not at home, knowing heaven is real still? Do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you live? cold heart has melted and tears started flowing. The moment you felt it, you know how it feels to know you've been changed. And it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. You know how it feels. Wherever you roam, you still got a feeling you're not at home. Knowing heaven is real, tell me, do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're alright when you lay your head on your pillow at night and know that it's real? Tell me, do you know how it feels? He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here, holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here, listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here, you can touch him. You will never be the same. He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here, holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here, listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here, you can touch him, and you'll never be the same. He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here, holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here, listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here, you can't touch him. You will never be the same. Yeah, we don't have to start our own thing. We just tapped into the thing that God is doing.
That's right.
We're not, we won't be responsible for giving people a wrong steer. Mm-hmm. We're not giving them a wrong steer. We're not sending them out to hell and that. Because we tapped into what God is doing.
That's
when he
right.
made that great big count before the foundation of the world. And then he came down to earth and he gives us some instructions. This is going to, once I'm gone, that program continues, and we tapped into it. This is going to be eternal life. That's anything out there outside of that chapter, outside of that shell, is not going to get you to eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's going to get you eternal life, is that that you believe on them, I will send. And that's what he did here in Laodicea. Anything outside what we're telling you here, because we're tapped into that chapter, we tapped into that back in the days of Hosea. I keep saying it over and over again. If you tapped into what Hosea had to say, you're a priest unto the Lord, and God's going to remember your children. And here it is, our God has always had a voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's always very simple. Uh-huh. He's always here in Laodicea. He sent a prophet throughout
That's
all
right.
these church ages. God had a voice. He had an angel, and then an angel found the vocal cord, and that's why I say it's such a relief to know we don't have to start up our own thing.
That's right.
Don't have to start a movement. The movement has already started. All you got to do is step into what God is doing, and the truth keeps starts moving on. Mm-hmm. And that's all we're doing. We're just tapping into it. We don't have to give people a wrong steer. If you can get to the end of yourself and you get to a place where you're teachable, what exactly what Jesus said, God has hid these things. I thank thee, God, you have hid these things from the wise and the prudent. You can go out there and look for it. He ain't going to find it until you come to exactly where we came. We came to the end of ourselves.
Amen.
And then we found it. And it's just that simple. Now all we're doing, we're just telling people where it's at. We don't have to start something new. We don't have to give people a wrong steer. Because we're doing something that's been established before the foundation of the world. And God has hid these things from the wise and the prudent. If you got an ambition of your own and you think you're going to make a name for yourself at the expense of God, at the expense of the scripture, then you're beat before you try, because he said he's not going to share his glory with no man. The reason that we're not so attractive, there's no room here for an ego. We're just tapping in to what already has been established, and if you want to go and establish your own thing, well, have at her. There's a whole street out here. Go from house to house and try to convert these people.
That's
if
right.
you want to do your own thing. That's where we tapped into. We know exactly the condition the world is in. We don't have to go and try to convert everybody and their dog.
No,
it's not going to work.
It says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. People think they can go out and do great things. But if it's not inspired by God, it's just nothing. There's nothing behind it. It's just an ego wanting to make a name for themselves. You know, like you said, it's already been established. God sent a prophet. And I know a lot of people don't like hearing that. But you know what? If people would put themselves aside and start listening, then maybe they could hear what the Spirit is saying.
We don't have to be going doing our own thing. We're not starting up a new movement. That's the beauty of it all. We're just tapping into what has already been established, and we're holding on to the fort.
Mm-hmm.
Now you either come on board or you're going to be out. You're gonna there's going to be a different place for you. That's what this chapter here is all about. God moved on up, started preparing us from, even before we were born. He had this place honed out for us to do exactly what we're doing, holding on to the fort, holding on to the things that have been firmly established. We don't have to go through the scriptures like they did back in the days when he was here. You search the scriptures thinking that and then you have eternal life. But the scriptures pointed to Jesus.
That's
and
right.
They were too stupid to see it. And here is the same principle. You search the scriptures and you go start up a movement here and a movement there, and already has been established. God sent a prophet. Period. End of story. That's the chapter for Laodicea. Anybody has a different chapter, go follow him. He'll take you out to hell and death in a heartbeat. And he'll think nothing of it. He'll think he's doing God a service.
And
but see, we don't have our own thing.
And it's hard to get through to people that God uses an earthly vessel.
Yeah.
Because when you go back to the early church, after Jesus was crucified and he was laid in a tomb and he was resurrected and then ascended up on high, and he had the apostles, the 12 apostles there, 11, to go out and spread the gospel. Who do you think he used to spread the gospel? It was the disciples, and then Paul came on the scene. And that's how the gospel spread. It's because God uses earthly vessels. He used the disciples, and then the first church age messenger, Paul. And then so on down the line, like those seven stars in Jesus' right hand. We mention their names because those are the vessels that God used to bring a message for to the people. Because Brother Branham was the vessel that God used in the voice of that seventh angel here in the church age of Laodicea, because when we mention his name, a lot of people get turned off. But you know, you have to see what God does, how God uses an earthly vessel, that's connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. That star was connected to Jesus, and in it, just because we mention name, in it, the Lord Jesus Christ is glorified. If people would only stop long enough to listen, because it was through the ministry of Brother Brennan and Brother Jackson that the Son of Man was being revealed. He was being revealed in our day and hour through the ministry of Brother Brennan and Brother Jackson.
Yeah, we're like everybody else. I was searching and looking, and I thought I could do a great thing until I come to the end of myself. And guess what happened? Once I come to the end of myself, I was willing to be taught.
That's
I
right.
was able to mm-hmm. exactly what the scripture says. Thank thee, God of heaven and earth, that you've had these things wise in them. I was still wise, and I was still prudent, and I was still thinking, I got to make this big guy in the block. Mm-hmm. And that's all part of the human race, and I had to come to the end of myself, and then the Lord could teach me. Then he brought me to the ministry of Brother Branham. Mm-hmm. And then he could teach me, brought me to the ministry of Brother Jenks. And then he could teach me, and he found us faithful. Now that I have taught you this, now you could go out there and you can tell other people about the chapter and the channel that he's walked us through. We don't have our own thing. Mm-hmm. If you want to do your own thing, go for it. You're not here. Because there's no room for no ego, mm-hmm. I tell you what. And the human nature is a horrible thing for God to have to deal with, the human being. He just does not want to be taught. He thinks he can do his own thing. Mm-hmm. You can't find your own way in this chapter here.
Right.
It's impossible that the human race. You just got to look to the Lord Jesus Christ, and then he has channels. He's got chapters and channels that he works through. That's why he said back in the day when he left, go tell Peter and the disciples. He let the disciples know, Peter's going to be your spokesman for now. Go tell Peter and the disciples. Peter and the disciples. What does that tell you? He's got the spokesman. He knew everybody was jockeying for position, but he let them know. Peter is going to be your spokesman. Mm-hmm. And the day of Pentecost, who was it that spoke? It was Peter got up and spoke. Because it's already been established, Peter and the disciples. And here is Brother Branham, and in our age we're living in, it's Brother Branham. Well, he's gone in 65, but God spoke then when he was gone. God spoke through the little local courts of Raven and Jackson. And now he's speaking through the vocal cords of Sam and Lorraine, whether you like it or not. I wish I wouldn't have to say that. I wish it was somebody else I could say it, but I got to stay with the truth. And if you want to accept it, fine. If not, it doesn't make us any gray hairs. We just have a job to do, and we're doing it now every day. 9 o'clock, these things go out there, and you can come on board if you want. Otherwise, go out and exhaust yourself. Wear yourself out trying to find something. You're not going to find nothing because there's nothing out there. If there would be something there, we would have found it. And we found the thing that's out there. God sent a mm-hmm. prophet. Take it or leave it. Put it in your pipe and smoke it because there's nothing else
mm-hmm.
out there.
Believe you me, we would have found it.
The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. And all life's frustration, I need you, I know I do. And the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. And all life's frustrations, I need you, I know I do. And the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, the Lord has been to you, and all life's frustrations, I need you, I know I do, and the only real peace that I have, the Lord is in you. I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, or its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what lies ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who's tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter, every cloud is silver line. There the sun is always shining, there no tears will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know what's tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow, it may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that is my portion may be through the flame or flood, but his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know what's tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
What's the problem? Mm-hmm. It's all figured out. Mm-hmm. All you gotta do is put your hand in the man, that's the man that stilled the waters. Mm-hmm. For you and I, it's so simple, and it's a pretty hard sell, though, because it's like I say, it's an ego. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be a Nimrod, yeah. And there's no room here for an ego. All you got, the only thing you do, you're obedient. It's all we, you and I, have obedient to the Scripture, obedient mm-hmm. to the Lord. That's all it takes, because the way is honed out for us, and all you got to do is walk. Put your hand in the man, hand of the man that stilled the waters. It's all planned out for us. Mm-hmm. All you got to be is be obedient. And,
it's quite something how simple it really is. You just tap into the message for your day and hour, and then there's no place for all this egotistic. Ideas. Like I was listening to these four people that they used to be Calvinists, and you can kind of understand where you're coming from when and what their religion of it is when you listen to people that come out of these systems. Like we know the whole makeup of the Hutterite system, and these people know the concept of the Calvinists, but to a certain point though, because I can tell you, when you look at Calvin was around 1500, and then you look at their sermons are written by a guy named Augustus, top lady, something like that, top lady. Anyway, it's a funny name. But and he was in the era of John Wesley. And John Wesley was the church age messenger of Philadelphia in the 1800s there. That was John Wesley. And now for the first leg of the journey, he followed John Wesley, and then he started opposing him. Mm-hmm. And everything he said was to dispute what John Wesley was doing, because he was promoting a sanctified life. Mm-hmm. And he was promoting his ideology of predestination, saying that if you are predestinated, you can do what you want. Mm-hmm. In the end, you're going to go to heaven. And a person who's not, he can try all he wants. He's not going to make it to heaven. That's their concept of getting into heaven. And John Wesley was continuing on from the message of Martin Luther, the just shall live by faith. And now that ingredient evolved, God was adding something more to that Christian walk. He was adding the sanctified life, live a holy life. The Lord saves you, you're justified by faith, and then he wants you to live a holy, upright life before him. And these people come along and they divert people away from the truth from their hour, just like this Augustus did. You can read his writing. In a lot of his writing, he disputes John Wesley and what he's trying to, and he was trying to tell people to live a sanctified life. And the same way here in this hour, God had, in the Laodicea Church hour, God had Brother Branham. And there's a lot of people that oppose him because they want to draw away people unto themselves. And that's egotistic. When God, you follow the stream that God has, and then, like you said, everything is taken care of.
Behind it, you got to see the spirit of Satan. Mm-hmm. When God does something, he keeps saying over and over again, when God does something, Satan, he's watching like a dirty shirt. He's a troublemaker. Mm-hmm. He's put the sticks in everywhere he can. And when God did something back in the garden, there was Satan trying to demolish everything God was doing. And now he does that to every church age, here in the church age, back in the church age of Martin Luther. He had his tugs. Satan is behind it all, trying to raise chaos, mm-hmm. bring in confusion. Here he comes up with that Peter Riedemann character. Mm-hmm. And here he comes up with that Jakob Hutter character. Mm-hmm. And then that Andreas Enterprise. And that Zwingli character. Just to oppose what God is doing, God sent a prophet. God sent the angel. And then that angel took the vocal cords of Martin Luther, and he came out with a revelation. The just shall live by faith. That's just that simple. And all you got to do, tap onto that revelation until John Wesley comes on. And then mm-hmm. when John Wesley comes on the stream, and here's the devil with all these tugs trying to divert, bring in confusion into the camp, mm-hmm. when God has already established before the foundation of the world that John Wesley is going to be the voice of that sixth angel, mm-hmm. of the church age of Philadelphia. And then on and on and go, and here in the church age of Laodicea, God sent the prophet, and here he's got these tugs. They come along trying to divert what Brother Branham had to say, and then come mm-hmm. these Joseph Smith's in here, the devil like a dirty shirt, once again trying to come in and disrupt what Brother Brendan, what God mm-hmm. was doing, what that angel, really. Mm-hmm. It was God, through Jesus, through that angel, took the vocal cords of Brother Brendan, and he brought out the message. And for 40 years, he preached. Of course, you got all these tugs coming along, all these serpents, all these scorpions. That's all they're good for, just to raise chaos in the camp. And to just dismantle the whole program, mm-hmm. what God is doing. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it is. It. Here in his end time, he's doing it wholeheartedly. But see, you and I, we're holding on to the fort. We don't have We don't have to go out there and preach for 40 years like right. Brother Branham and Brother right. Jack. All we got to do is hold on to the fort that thinks that has been firmly established, and there's no room here for no ego, or we're doing our wrong thing. We're just following the stream, and now God has honed you and I out. Who is then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has found faithful and wise to deliver meat in due season? And then that's all we're doing here. We're going taking people back to the thing that has been firmly established. Just that simple. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling at the vantage of the griefs of wrath are stored. His ruth is faithful light to his terrible his sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory. Hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
I have a scripture here. Let's continue this. You know what it says in Ezekiel, I saw you laying in your blood, and there was nobody can help you. You saw the dying in blue leaking. Who saw slaving, yeah?
Ezekiel 16:6.
I was talking yesterday about that. That Nathan guy, when we went to see, and then the Lord, I just thought about it afterwards. The Lord gave me a scripture about the condition that, spiritually speaking now, our journey is a spiritual journey. To you and I, it's all about spiritual anyway. And we went to see this guy, and the Lord had given me the scripture, and because when we go somewhere, I like to find scriptures, and that's the Lord that gave me the scripture about the condition, spiritual condition of that Nathan guy that we went to see in that care home, and how God was looking at him, and it says here, Ezekiel 16:6, and when I passed by, and I passed by you and saw you kicking around helplessly in your blood, and said to you, as you lay there in your blood, live. I said to you, as you lay there in your blood, live. I made you plentiful and proud to feel. But see, that's the condition of the human heart. That's mm-hmm. the condition of the human race. You can't do nothing about your spiritual. It's talking about spiritual. Now, even the natural, there's nothing you can do when you're brought into the world. You have to depend on your parents and your siblings to move on. And the same thing with you and I. When it comes to spiritual things, there's absolutely nothing that mm-hmm. you and I can do towards your spirituality. Mm-hmm. And then when you come to age up and you're age, there's nothing you can do to find, you can't find your way in this mess that we find ourselves in. And there's nothing in you that you can do except you can only reach out to the Lord. Like this thing here, you gotta depend on the Lord. He saw us in our blood laying there, and he saw that there's absolutely nothing that the human race can do towards their salvation. It's just that we're all headed for hell. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. But God, rich in mercy, down through history. That's why it's so important to know biblical history.
That's right.
We went back to biblical history, and we the biggest, the best history, the story is the
Raymond M. Jack, if you haven't listened to his messages, you're missing the whole purpose of being alive, mm-hmm. as far as I'm concerned. But the Lord, rich in mercy, spent 3 years with Brother Branham, and then he took me to the ministry of Brother Jackson. That's why we know the things we know. We've been taught, and now here we're talking here in these closing days of time about the subject that we're on, but standing in the gap. And here again, we got to have scripture mm-hmm. because we're only just promoting what God has already done. Mm-hmm. We're standing in the gap, and we can go back into history, how Jeremiah and how Moses and all these people, they stood in the gap. But there's Jeremiah. He was praying for these people, and they stood in the gap for them. And if he wouldn't have done it, it would have all gone down to thing. And at the end of the day, the people that he prayed for, the people that he stood in the gap for, they turned around and stabbed him in the back, mm-hmm. and to the point where he just kind of lost his heart and even prayed for him anymore. But here in these closing days of time, the Lord has moved on you and I. He's prepared us all our lives. He took us mm-hmm. out to the ministry of Brother Branham, and then he taught us there. All he was doing, he was preparing us for the hour that we're now living in, that here in these closing days, he'd be able to use us to stand in the gap. Mm-hmm. Because you got to meet the conditions. You got to meet the biblical conditions, just like we said yesterday about Moses. Before Moses could take the children of Israel out of Egypt, he first had to circumcise his two boys. Mm-hmm. And the Lord wouldn't let him go across that border. He right at the border going into Egypt. From wherever he was at, he stopped the dead in his track, and he was going to kill him. And his wife knew why God was going to kill him, and because she stopped him from circumcising those two boys. He was going to do it, but she wouldn't let him. So now here the situation arrives, and she knows he's a dead man. And see, that's the way we have found through reading the scripture how God operates. And here in these closing days, God has a principle too. And he'd been trying, I've been trying for 30, 40 years to tell people about God sent the prophet. Like I told you, one of the first things I did, I told my wife about God sending a prophet. Then I was in a meeting with these Hutterite preachers and their kangaroo courts and their butcher shop. That's all I call it. I call it the butcher shop because what they're going to try to stop everybody from coming to the knowledge of the truth. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was up against. But I did tell them and see what I know now when I look back. God was preparing you and I so that when that time does come that we have to stand in the gap, that we'll have the ducks lined up. We'll have the scriptures lined up. We'll have already come to that place where we can accept the ministry of Brother Branham. That's mm-hmm. the key here in this end time. And without that, you're useless. You're just a useless piece of nothing. You're mm-hmm. just like that kid, person back there laying in his blood. Mm-hmm. He couldn't find nothing. But see, yes, through yeah. God's grace and mm-hmm. mercy, he has given you and me the wisdom to realize there is nothing in us. And mm-hmm. then we found, and I was searching and looking, so were you. We found, we searched and we looked until we came to the ministry of Brother Brennan. Mm-hmm. And then we were on a roll, and then that was the start. That's when the scriptures began to open to us.
That's right.
When the Son of Man was being revealed. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, we just for the last 10, 40, we putting our roots down, and now we're solid. There's nobody that can move us, that can shake us. Because we know what we're about.
When I look back and on my own life, when the Lord saved me, and I was listening to everybody that I could, but there came a time where I just knew there was something more, there was something missing, and I came to the end of myself. I was miserable, and I wanted something, and then the Lord saw my desire, and he brought me to the ministry of Brother Branham. And Brother Jackson, and see, I came to the end of myself. I have nothing to offer. I'm done. I just want something. I'm what you have, Lord, for me. And that's what he brought me to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And just imagine a world where they would not have come and done what they have done. I would still be out there groping in the dark, trying to find it. And then when we present it to people, what God has done and how he's moved in the 1900s, in the 20th century, how God has moved, and we are able to present it to people, what God has done and how he's moved, and the glorious truth that were restored in our hour, and then we're able to present it to people that there is hope, mm-hmm. there is a life, you know, not outside of these denomination churches that just have dead beat, dead a Karen, like Brother Jackson Brenham would say, dead a Karen. Karen, that's all they got to offer, is that. And then,
but none of God, mm-hmm. is the bottom line.
And then you come to the ministry of Brother Brenham, Brother Jackson, there's life there. There's free, fresh meat, and then you can feed on that. And if people don't have that, and if we don't let people know that, how will they ever come to that knowledge? Because the devil out there has managed to keep it under wraps, that nobody comes to the knowledge of the mm-hmm. truth. And, you know, and we're breathing life into it, and giving people hope of what God has done. And there is something out there. God sent a prophet mm-hmm. To restore us back to the faith of the early church.
Amen to that. We're not going to be guilty for giving mm-hmm. people a wrong steer. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we come in your presence once again this morning. Lord, give you thanks for another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. But once again, most of all, Lord, that you've given us a truth, that you've given us a crystal clear picture of the end time that's rapidly approaching, Lord. And you've made the blueprint before the foundation of the world. You just happened to give us the grace and the mercy that you've allowed us to tap into it. That once we came to the end of ourselves, you brought us to the ministry of Brother Bremen, but then Brother Jackson just opened up the scripture. Here it is, in time we have only one mission, to continue on with the program that has already been established. Lord, we just pray you'll open the hearts of the people, anybody that's out there searching, Lord, that you'll open up their hearts and bring them to the understanding of the truth, Lord. Bring them to this end time truth, and then realize that this is it. This is that, Lord. There's nothing we can do. We can only put it out there for people and take it or leave it, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah, just kind of continue on, just standing in the gap. In order to stand in the gap, you have to meet the conditions that God can use you. That's why back in the days of Ezekiel reported on it, back there was this city that God could find nobody that would meet the conditions. They had not educated themselves, allowed mm-hmm. themselves to be educated, that God would put his radar on. He was looking for somebody that has met the conditions so that individual could stand in the gap for that city. And he couldn't mm-hmm. find nobody, and he had to allow that city to be destroyed. That's why there's tremendous power in standing in the gap. But the first thing you have to do, you got to make sure, like you and I, we made sure that when the time comes, or God made sure, we didn't even know what's going on. Mm-hmm. God made sure that he has to prepare you and I as a vessel, that here in these closing days of time, he knew these hard rites are lost and undone. There's nothing there, no matter how you look at it. And he knew he's got to find somebody that'll meet the conditions that they can't stand in the gap for these people. They're blind as a bat. They're ignorant as a duck. They refuse to be taught. And God knew that before the foundation of the world, that there's going to rise up and there's going to be a religious sect, and they're going to be so religious that nothing can even come inside. So he raised you and I, and he taught us for the last 40 years. He brought us to the ministry of Brother Brennan. So when that time will come, we'll be able to meet the condition so that they can call on us to send in the gap for these people. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. And we have nothing other to sell than he used you and I. How he wants you and I to stand in the gap, because he sees the nation, he sees the condition of the world, he sees everything that's going on all around us and the deception and all that. He needed somebody that'll stand in the gap and to bring these people out of that spiritual darkness that they're in. Because that Leonard, he ain't going to tell him nothing mm-hmm. about no prophet. Mm-hmm. He's just going to continue to build up his ego. That's the job he's always wanted. He always wanted to be elder, and that his dad, that's the only ambition that he always had. He always wanted to be that tough guy. And they were always harassing that that Sunnyside, he used to be the elder here in Sunnyside, and they were always harassing him because they were jockeying for his position. Mm-hmm. Well, now he's got it, but now that he has it, he's got nothing to give to the people.
Exactly.
He's just got tradition and more garbage, mm-hmm. more outright garbage and tradition mm-hmm. and religion. That's all he can offer. And that, at the end of the day, that stuff will not do nothing for that for a hungry soul. Just not there. Nothing there. So here, the Lord, you and I to stand in the gap. So at least those that want something, they can reach out and they can have it. And that's all our main motive is. So that when that time does come, we'll have something to deliver. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm.
And that's why we can let people know, because we line up with the scripture. We sought first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then we line up with the scripture. Just like Elijah, when he made that altar there on the Mount Carmel, he made sure everything lined up to the scripture. Mm-hmm. And that's why God could ignite his altar there, because everything was lining up to the word of God. And that's when you stand in a gap for a person, you have to make sure you're lining up with the scripture, mm-hmm. with God's word. It's the same way with Elijah and everything all through time. And it has to be also a chosen vessel, mm-hmm. a vessel that God has predestinated to do that. Like Brother Branham was that church age messenger. He was that vessel that God had in order to bring the message to. Like, you can listen to his testimony, and whoever can get away from that testimony not believing, is a person that you would have to
gone for hell.
You kind
it's
of have
simple.
To say has no belief,
mm-hmm.
no faith in him, because you can see how God, the Spirit, was moving in his life in order to prepare him for when that time will come. And basically, the major event of time came at that midnight cry when he was out in Sabino Canyon. He helped the church age of Laodicea with a message in order to prepare themselves for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That was his message, to prepare our hearts for his coming.
And to back it up, what we're saying, we're talking a lot about the time we're living in, mm-hmm. and we're talking a lot about midnight cry. At midnight there was a cry, and then we take you back when Brother Brennan was out in Sabino Canyon, and then that thing up there in the sky, that you can still get it on Time magazine. That it backs everything up that mm-hmm. we're saying, in so much that even the heavens expressed
That's
it. When
right.
Brother Brennan mm-hmm. was out in Sabino Canyon at the midnight cry, at midnight there was a cry. That was October. That was February the 28th, 1963, and that represents, as time went on, we didn't, none of us know what all this was about. It was just up in the sky, and now we can look back, and we can look at history, and we know exactly, February the 28th, that was when that midnight cry happened, right in the middle of Laodicea, mm-hmm. and then the Lord moved us on, and he gave us the understanding, the importance of that midnight cry. And if you don't have that midnight cry in your bosom, and you don't believe it, then you need to pray to God to give you a revelation about that midnight cry, because everything that we say and do does mean absolutely nothing until you go to the Lord and you ask and you pray and you want the revelation about that midnight cry. And once the Lord will give you the revelation and the importance of that midnight cry, you're going to see the end time rapidly approaching, and you're going to see exactly what you and I see. You're going to see exactly where we are in time, because February the 28th, 1963 was the middle of Laodicea. Then Laodicea, the church age of Laodicea, began in 1906. And you can do the rest. You just subtract. You just add 57 years on to 1964, and you'll come to exactly 2021. October the 15th, 2021, that's when you will come. That's when the grace age shut down, and that's when the week of Daniel begins. From there on, you got 7 years, and then civilization, as the human race knows it, is no more, because it's all about Satan. Mm-hmm. Satan is the prince of this world. Jesus said it himself, the prince of this world has been cast out. And under the crucifixion, Jesus defeated Satan. Jesus has not taken control of the planet yet. Mm-hmm. It's just something up the road because God, for some reason or another, he's given Satan 6,000 years. But back at Calvary, Jesus won the battle, and now he's just giving it time. It's time for Satan to fulfill his 6,000 years, and they'll be culminating 2028 at the end of that 7 years of that's still allotted to the Jews. You can do the calculation. You can just take October the 15th, 2021. You add 7 years on there, and then Satan is no more. Just that simple. He's done poking the stuff and everywhere, doing everything God does. Mm-hmm. He's done making trouble wherever he can. Mm-hmm. All these like Obama and all these Democrats in the state, wherever Trump does, they're out there to try to discourage him and try to stop him. That's the way the devil does. He's just the same thing. When God does something, he's in there like a dirty shirt, poking around, trying to make confusion. That's what he's done throughout the Greek mm-hmm. age, throughout back in the days, like I say, back in the days of Martin Luther. He's in these tubs. And people that worship to this day, they think that Jacob Hutter, he was the real man. He was just a troublemaker because Satan uses these tubs to undermine what Martin Luther was doing. Mm-hmm. And then John Wesley comes along, and then you just mentioned here, these four people, they're just opposing everything that John Wesley does, because John Wesley was that church age message mm-hmm. to the church age of Philadelphia. And then time goes on, God raises up Brother Branham with a strong and mighty arm, and he brings Brother Branham on the scene, and he brings out the midnight cry and all these things that he does. And so definitely the devil will have his tongue there to kind of just try to divert people away from the real thing. Mm-hmm. And then Brother Branham goes off the scene. God uses Brother Jackson here. These Branhamites, they do everything they can to stick it to the man, mm-hmm. you know. That's the devil behind. Stick it to the man, you know. Just make it hard for Brother Jackson that he got so discouraged one day he was ready to give up. And the Lord had to come on the scene and just tell him, how long are you going to doubt my word? He had a tough time with these Branhamites. Mm-hmm. And here these Eddie Biscuits and the Hildebrands and all these people, they're sent in by Satan to keep people away from the real thing, from the ministry of Brother Raymond M. Jackson. Mm-hmm. But see, you and I, we saw through that. We stepped back and, what's going on here? And then we realized that whole Branham movement is just another cult, just that simple. And then God moved on with Brother Raymond M. Jackson. You and I, we happened to tap into it. We stepped back and we looked at it. And we saw it for what it was. And now we're just continuing on with the program. God found you and I faithful to deliver that meat and these shoes, and then to tell the people what's been going on here in the church age of Laodicea. Mm-hmm. And now we're at the last leg of the journey. Satan's 6,000 years is just about up. And from here to then, there's somewhere along the road of life, along the way here, there's going to be a rapture. And then all these things will come to a sudden end. And when Satan is no more, that angel comes down, fits the chain, and he rolls him right into hell. And then civilization, as you and I know it, as the human race knows it, is no more. And then Jesus comes in with the day of the Lord. You can go back, read Ezekiel, read Isaiah, read everything that says about the day of the Lord when Jesus comes back to rule and reign. And first he's going to clean up for 30 days. He's going to clean up this planet and so much that it'll run to and fro. It'll move to and fro like a drunk man. It'll just go because it'll be running out of his exit. It has got to go back to 360 days and the millennium. There will be no 365 days in a year. But and that happens on the day of the Lord when the planet goes back to 360 days a year. I don't know how God does all that because he's God. He doesn't have to tell me nothing. He just lets me know in the scripture. All I got to do is read the scripture and read to the things that have been firmly established to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. That's all. That's all we got going for ourselves. We were teachable. We were one of those people that say, blessed is he that thank thee, God of heaven and earth, that you've hid these things from the wise and the prudent. The things that we're saying here, God has hid them from the wise and the prudent, revealing them unto me, such as would learn. If you come along here and you got your head full of ideas, what you're going to do and what you're not going to do, it's not going to work for you, because you're one of those wise in the brood that God has revealed it to you. You can scream and holler all you want. God hides it from the wise and the prude, then he reveals it unto be such as would learn. You and I, we only got one thing going for ourselves. We were teachable. Mm-hmm. We were willing to be taught, mm-hmm. and that's why we can put these things out here. That's just a fact of the matter.
That's right. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and give you thanks, Lord, that you were able to speak to our hearts, Lord, and we came to the end of ourselves. We realized, Lord, that we need something from you, and you were able to lead our journey, Lord, to where you're at in the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. And we just want to help people to understand that you intervene in the affairs of man, Lord, because without that, Lord, the prince of this world has led people astray, Lord, and the God of this age, the God of this world has blinded the hearts and the minds of people, Lord. And we know that you sent a prophet, Lord, to turn our hearts back to the faith of the early church. And we just want to present that to people, that you have moved in our hour. You've done great and marvelous things, Lord. And people, if they can only come to the end of themselves and be babes such as would learn, then you would speak to them, Lord. So we just pray, Lord, that you'll help them come to that place where they come to the end of themselves, Lord, and then you'll be able to speak to them. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.